Abby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Friday.
That's the way we like to party on a Friday.
We had something there.
We found it.
I mean, will anyone pick us up? Probably not.
Do you think it's the sugar? All the sugar we can ate today?
Yeah, I reckon.
Gosh.
I reckon. It's also a weekend.
It's a vibe.
You know? Just that Friday, we're done.
We're out of here. We actually, because we celebrated Donut Day and Uncle Donut here in Geelong, they gave us some donuts. I don't think they thought that the ones they gave us were just for you and I. I think they thought we'd share them around.
Yeah, idiots. Because we did not.
I think we've got one left, and that's like a taker.
We did share. We're like, you know, hey, have a half.
Yeah.
Because we, you know, we wouldn't give. I didn't want to give away a full donut without trying it. You know?
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, though, because we did a challenge. You can check it out on our Instagram account. We
had yeah.
Was it a cinnamon scroll? Was it a cinnamon donut that had cinnamon glaze on? I don't know. Whatever it was.
It reminds me of a giant Krispy Kreme. It was delicious.
I'm getting one of them, like, as in, like, to give to Kat, because I know she'll give me some.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's so, big enough. It's definitely big enough for two. Look, we did celebrate Donut Day today.
Isaac Turner.
Oh, my gosh, my main man.
He was there.
Best game of three-pointer we've had so far, and found out you're a liar.
No, I'm not. You just couldn't tell if I was lying.
No, found out that you've been lying to me this whole time.
You're the liar.
I'm not lying.
Yes, you are. You can catch all that and plenty more on the podcast. Enjoy.
And have you been a genuine bloke for the last, what has it been, 6 weeks?
What do you think? Am I a nice person? Is that what you're thinking?
So far, so. I think you're a great person.
Tricked you.
I'm a big fan. That's the thing. You could have tricked me.
Yeah.
Because I've been reading up on body language after a body language expert, Mike Carter.
Is this one of those articles where they're like, oh, Megan and Harry are going to split because look how his shoes are pointing the other way?
Exactly right. No, they've actually teamed up with, this is kind of interesting, a poker website.
Oh, okay.
So you want to know if a poker player's lying and he's given some telltale signs.
Right, okay. He's just bluffing.
Yeah.
He hasn't got the full house. He's pretending.
Exactly. And so what I want to do now is put it to the test, because I really do like you. I've become a big fan. My dad likes you. You're nearly part of the family. But is this been a scam? Is it all a lie?
Right, okay.
So what I want you to do now is tell me two stories.
Yep.
And off the little tips that I've received from Mike, I'm going to pick which one is the fact and which one is the lie. And if all so, then maybe this has been a good little mix we've had going.
So I'll tell you two achievements. One of them's a lie. Well, the truth.
Okay, funny you have two achievements to set.
Yeah, I know. That's maybe it's a lie altogether. All right, so first one is in year nine, I had, there's like a writing competition for the nation, and I came sixth in a short story contest.
Okay.
That's the first one.
For the whole of Australia?
Yeah, well, how many ever people entered?
Yeah.
You know, it could have only been six. That's the other thing, you know.
Okay.
And then the other one was, I was never a really good 100-meter sprinter, but I was really good at 400. And in year seven, I broke the state record for the 400. But then the race after, a guy beat my record by 2 seconds, and he took it.
He took it? Okay. So what Mike says,
you've got no idea, do you?
Is excessive blinking, licking or touching the lips, taking deep breaths before speaking, or if you're tensing, that means that you could be lying. So if everything you've told me over the last couple of weeks is true, then obviously the first story is true.
Oh, really?
Yes. Otherwise, oh no, it's all a lie. Are you even Josh?
Coming home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh on K-Rock 955.
We were a little bit devastated last week.
It really put a dampener in our Friday, didn't it?
Yeah, that Isaac Turner from the Geelong Supercats wasn't allowed into the studio, but he's back today. Welcome.
I'm back. Thanks for having me.
Hello.
Now, what's the latest? Talk to us. What's going on?
Yeah, what's happening?
Can you guys play?
Yeah, so at the moment, everything's been sort of postponed. So no game last weekend, no game this coming weekend. And I think they're hopefully just going to look to, you know, slot that in at some other time point or at some other stage.
Yeah.
But, yeah, right now just holding off and just kind of up to us to stay in shape and then
get
back
to
it. Do you do, like, Zoom training sessions? Is that, does that happen?
Not so much, but we still have we have a strength and conditioning guy that still gets us like we have certain workouts that we're supposed to do at home, and he can sort of monitor those through an app that we have. So kind of still holds us accountable, and
that's good.
Oh wow,
yeah.
So I would definitely slack a bit if I wasn't being tracked. I would I might just cut it to 20 minutes today.
I mean, you are slacking in general, so I don't know why a Zoom call would be any different. Hey, it's National Donut Day.
Oh yeah, do you like donuts?
Is it really? I love donuts.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh Isaac. Boy, show you what we've
got.
Oh,
no.
Hold on. We've just... Big thank you to Uncle Donut.
Uncle Donut. Shout out to Uncle Donut.
Just near your favorite store, Hot Chicken Project.
Oh, you know? Shout out to Hot Chicken Project. Shout out to Uncle Donut. Oh, my gosh. Will they sponsor me? Can we plug that?
Now, what the heck? When it comes to donuts, what kind of donut what do you like?
Ooh, so, like... My first instinct points me towards the strawberry.
Yeah.
But I do like a filling as well. So
any donut, really.
Really any donut, yeah. I'll take anything.
Would you like one of these donuts?
I would, but maybe not right now. Maybe after. What are those in your right hand?
Cinnamon scrolls.
Ooh, yeah.
They're the good ones.
So what we thought is, because you've really been lacking in the three-pointer recently.
Wow. Did I win last week, though?
That
wasn't a win. I don't think
anyone won. He basically handed it to you. I won, and then Josh.
You said something ridiculous, though. You said
as ridiculous as rocks in a suitcase. Can we please go back?
Did we get a geologist on?
We're waiting to hear back from one.
Still waiting.
No, what did you say last week?
I can't remember. Doesn't matter. You haven't been that great.
Okay,
you haven't
right.
Like,
but to be fair, last week's game there was a bit of a delay. He was driving.
I was driving.
I'll accept that.
I mean, there's plenty of options.
And no one told me that it was going to be a different format either. You just switched it up on me.
What format?
You did a couple different questions. You know, I wasn't ready for that. So. Yeah, you were like a four-letter word. Oh, you did a couple different things.
Okay, all right. Are we doing a practice question? Anyway, the point is you can win a donut today.
Okay.
If you know, that's up to you.
Yeah.
You have to win, though.
I'm
just going to give you one of our donuts. I know we've got plenty, but...
We will come back and we will play the three-pointer after this with Isaac Turner as he goes head-to-head with Herbie.
Herbie and Josh's.
Our three wins the series.
Three-pointer.
He got the shot off! Oh my God!
With Geelong Supercat superstar, Isaac Turner.
I really enjoy playing with you guys.
Just off the buzzer there, Isaac, do you love to, when it's, you know, last shot of the game, do you love that pressure? Just trying to sink it?
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
You look cool, don't you?
Yeah,
if you sink it, I mean, if not.
But, I mean, yeah, I would say instinct tells me I want the ball in my hands towards the end of the game, but...
I'd want you to have it too.
I appreciate that.
I trust you.
Yeah.
I don't like you because you might beat me in this game. But I seem trustworthy
with the ball. Yeah. Okay.
Only on the court.
Yeah, thank you.
So how this works is it's best of three or first to three, rather. And basically what we do is I'll read out a category, give you a letter to do with that category, and you just have to answer as quickly as you can, Isaac. Did you want to practice one or...?
No, let's get straight into it.
Remember, we are playing for a donut today. It's National Donut Day, and Uncle Donuts have given us some gorgeous, delicious treats.
Here we go.
That's amazing.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go. I'm
making sure you're ready.
Yep, all good.
Okay, all right, cool. Name a thing in a park starting with B.
Bench.
Basketball ring.
Basketball ring. Bench.
Good one. No, he's on today.
He's on.
He's on. Here we go. I need that donut.
All right. Things that have spots... Starting with D.
Dog.
Oh,
man. What's going on?
Let's just pause up a bit.
Sorry.
You get your breath back?
Well, I didn't even get a chance to. That's the problem.
My gosh.
He's on today. It's not like I'm lagging. He's just on.
You are.
Isaac.
I've been working.
Man. Lockdown's really helped you out.
Lockdown has been good to me.
He's sharp. He's
in front of the mirror just playing by yourself. Come on, Isaac.
Here we go.
All right.
You can come back from the steps. Come on.
All righty. Okay.
Don't look
at me. A wild animal starting with L.
Lion.
Oh, bang. That was quick. That was quick. Although domesticated in the States, is that really...
Oh,
that's actually true.
Can we get
a fact check, please?
Hey, are you cool cats and kittens?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Something made of plastic starting with S.
Spoon.
Oh, my gosh. What is going on?
We haven't gotten to this before.
A spoon?
Well, plastic spoon. I mean, hopefully, we'll in a world where...
I feel like we need this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, tiebreaker. How are you feeling?
I'm sweating.
I'm
a little nervous.
I might take a donut away from you.
I'd be upset.
Oh, this is going to be tough. I don't know if you can get this. Last question, though. A condiment starting with C. starting with M.
Mustard.
Oh, yes. That was well done. Are we all happy with who won today?
Is that fair?
I bow down
this
to
is
you.
Probably the...
Well done, Isaac.
The most clear-cut win, I think, so far. Yeah. Actually, you got a couple early ones where you just torched me. But
that was a good game.
That was a good game.
That was solid.
You get your choice of any donut now.
Wow.
But other than that, hopefully, you know, lockdown finishes soon so you can play some basketball
again. Yeah, exactly right.
See you back on the court.
Isaac Turner from the Geelong Supercats. He is the superstar. Thanks for coming in. Coming
home from 3pm, Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I don't think... you do remember, actually, because I've talked about it a lot, but I bought a horse recently. Ooh. Or a share in a horse.
You want to share in a horse without asking your partner first, which... baffles me that you even did that.
Yeah.
Haven't you learned? How many years you been with Kat?
This is the first time I've ever done something like that. As you said, it didn't go down well.
You're not buying a horse.
No, I've already bought it, though. The share's already in.
No, you're not.
Why are you discussing this? What's wrong with him?
Mum was there. The whole family was there, really.
They weren't happy about it. And rightly so, because they're not cheap horses, and you've bought a share of it without asking.
Now, let me just put into perspective. I've got 0.5% of the share of this horse, okay? It is not a lot.
Still not cheap, though.
No, it
it's
wasn't.
It's not like $5.
No, it wasn't. I don't know. I'm regretting it. It's buyer's regret.
Don't regret just yet. Wait to see its form first.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So this is, it's a colt, whatever that means. It's I don't even know enough about it. But it's at the stage where they've got to put forward a name for the horse.
Okay, because they all get given, like, you name your horse originally and then you get a racing name.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And so they say that you usually get the name of the horse from its parents.
Now, what are its parents' names? Let me write this down.
Its parents' names are Smart Missile.
Smart Missile, yes.
And Ain't She Grand.
Ain't She Grand coming around the bend.
So the thing is that you need to try and make something from that.
Do you? I didn't know that about horses.
Well, it's like a respect thing. I don't know.
I like that. That's nice.
It's kind of quirky.
What do you have to do with your own parents? Trish and Wayne. I'd be little Twain.
Yeah. 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 Or Train.
Train.
Lydia and Kevin.
Lev.
Okay, Lev, how are you, mate? That's a guy that's been down at the pub. Okay, so 5223295 need your help here. Need to put forward our suggestion for this horse.
How long do you have?
Today. I've got to get my suggestions in by.
Cutting it fine. Now, you sent me a photo, so I'm going to put the photo up at our Instagram. If you go to a story, you can give name suggestions there. It's a good-looking horse.
I hope it's a winner because... I feel like I've put money into it. And
I'm
going to
say a little darker than chestnut.
Yeah, what's that? On the scale of brown?
You need help because you've got no creative
5223295 If you've got a name for a horse, I'll put it forward in my selections because we're apparently the majority, like the syndicate that I'm in.
Yeah.
I only have 0.5%.
But
the syndicate's a big, like it's one of the biggest shares. So we've got, you know.
Imagine if one of our listeners names your horse. I'd love nothing more.
It'd be awesome. We'd love it forever. 5223295 Name the horse. Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock at 955. Asking for your help. If you have a suggestion of a name for our horse.
Well, not mine, I should point out.
No, I want to rope you in.
I'm not part of this.
Herbie made me get it.
No, I didn't do anything. You bought a horse without telling your partner and now you want help naming it.
Yeah, that's right, because I can't ask her for help.
There is a picture up at our Instagram. You can give your suggestions there. We've had one come through, which I don't necessarily mind. I mean, it's not my horse, so it's up to you.
Yeah.
Hilfy coming around the bend.
Ah, okay.
But you said you wouldn't mind naming it from its parents, Smart.
Yeah, so Smart Missile, Ain't She Grand, so something from that.
Ooh, I did have a think.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a genius.
I don't mind that. That's catchy.
That's catchy.
Darren called from Geelong. He said, Fine China.
Oh.
So has he taken it from both names there? I don't know.
And we've got Mark from Wild Ponds. What do you reckon Josh should name his horse? Yeah.
Oh, he loves before donuts.
Donuts.
Is that because it's not going to win a race?
Oh no, I reckon it'll win heaps, mate. Heaps.
Right.
Little opposite day.
There you go. Yeah, I reckon. Well done.
Donuts. You do love donuts.
I do. All right, we'll go one more.
Let's go one more. Thanks, Mark.
K-Rock, who's this?
G'day, mate, it's Glenn.
Glenn, what do you reckon? What's the horse be called?
Well, coming from its parents, how about Grand Missile?
Oh, that's sharp.
Grand Missile.
Oh, you could get behind that, couldn't you?
Grand Missile coming around the bend. Come on, Grand.
If he doesn't win a race, at least he'll have a good name. I'm loving that one, Glenn. Thank you for that. Brilliant.
Are you locking that in?
No worries.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at a few of them. I'm going to send all of them off, and then hopefully one of them gets up, and then I'll be like, hey, I'm a genius.
No, you're not.
Herbie and Josh
are.
Driving you home on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955. I'm going to open up a donut
shop with so many flavors. Definitely wouldn't mind doing that at all.
Oh, what a song to honour Donut Day today. Huge day on the calendar.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realise how big it was because we actually went up to Uncle Donut before and we're like, oh, busy day. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really busy day.
We got in there just after 12 and she said normally we would have stopped making donuts, but we're still making. We're
still
producing the donuts. That's on Little Mallop Street. Great donuts.
Great donuts.
Amazing donuts. Now, for this honorary day, I thought I'd just shoot some donut facts at you because they are quite interesting.
Okay.
Wouldn't think so. Just thought it was something delicious you'd ate.
Yeah. No? But there's always a story to be told, isn't there, when there's something being cooked?
Isn't there?
You know, like when you go on those, like, just you get a recipe off the website and then you read the whole story behind it?
You're like, just give me the recipe. I want the ingredients and the method. Well, these ones you can take away with you maybe next donut day. You can just shoot them at people and say, hey, I know this about donuts. So in the US, more than 10 billion donuts are made each year.
Mm. 10 billion. Oh,
that's what they say. I've got that off the internet, so you never really know. But that's a lot.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
They like their donuts over there.
10 billion.
Mm-hmm. The original pastries, which didn't have holes, that's how they first started, were the size and shape of walnuts, thus the name, donuts.
Right, so tiny.
Isn't that interesting? And walnuts, I would never have thought that's how they got their name. Crazy.
Yeah, right, okay, dough, because I guess it was dough and it's the size of a nut.
Yeah, perfect. It makes sense when you think about it.
That makes a lot of sense. Really not too hard to put together after that.
During World War II, the American Red Cross outfitted trucks with donut machines and young women volunteers would drive to the front line where they made fresh donuts.
Donuts.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, out of all the things that's getting delivered, would you have thought donuts?
To be fair,
donuts?
You'd want whatever. Just like a little taste of home because it's not a great thing that you're doing, is it?
No. And imagine if it was, you know, the vans at the footy when they have those donuts.
Oh, how good.
Love nothing more than a jam and cinnamon donut. If they were getting delivered, oh, man, that would pick up your day.
Yeah.
Easily.
So we wanted to celebrate, didn't we?
We did. So we got some donuts from Uncle Donuts.
Yeah.
And they actually have these big cinnamon scrolls as well.
Oh, whatever they are next level.
So you and I went head to head in another eating challenge.
Yeah.
This one meant having our hands behind our back and you had to eat at the fastest.
I'm actually glad that we chose something so good to
do.
I was like, oh, that's really enjoyable. And then I was like trying to shovel it in my face as quickly as possible.
I will say this is our closest eating challenge.
Yeah.
Goes down to the wire. Should we tell them who won?
I think it's up for debate because I don't know. I just feel like someone did win, but the other person claimed it.
Obviously, you can guess that someone's salty, and that's Mr. Josh. If you go to our Instagram, K Rock
Chula, tell that at all.
You can check out the video there.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh on K Rock 955. What happened this week with Herbie and Josh?
Some important news.
This is important news.
Very important.
Welcome your host, Louis Zacca.
There he is. Oh, good to be back.
Ah, Mr. Louis. How are you on this Donut Day Friday?
I'm good. Firstly, thanks to Shawnee for the last 2 weeks for...
And we'll just have to raise that with you because she's done very well.
Very well. She's been a great host. Not saying that you're not.
That's all right.
Just she, I don't want to, okay, Will, set the bar really high.
That's all right.
She
can take over.
Oh, okay. You're quitting.
I'll just pull the lounge in here and sit back and relax and watch you guys do all the work.
Well, the news never stops, mate, so you're going to have to keep doing that.
I mean, it's just a competitive, I like building up the little rivalry.
Yeah.
Like, let them have
the fist fight.
Yeah.
No, we're all good friends in the newsroom.
They are. Indeed.
So you've got some questions for us. I don't even know what's happened this week, to be honest.
No. Well, a lot's happened, but we've felt like the whole week for Josh and I felt a bit like a big weekend because no one else was in the office. It was just us.
Yeah. It has been odd.
Yeah.
Thankfully, though, lockdowns have ended here.
Yeah.
Feeling for
not
our...
Not completely, remember. Some restrictions still in place.
Yeah. Restrictions in place, yeah. Lockdown's gone. Feeling for our Melbourne brothers.
Yeah.
Gosh. Brothers and sisters in Melbourne, we feel for you.
Exactly.
Alrighty, is it first to three?
First to three, yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
Question one. Which tennis star pulled out of the French Open?
Josh.
I was patiently waiting for him to...
Is it not finished?
It's not finished.
Oh. Okay. Finish the question and Henry gets it.
With an ongoing hip injury.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would you, because you would have said Naomi Osaka.
I would have.
And then it's male. It's Nadal. It's Djokovic, isn't it? I'm going to lock in Nadal because I said it first. It's okay.
Incorrect.
Who was it?
Ash Barty.
Oh.
Oh, so I didn't get a shot?
Wouldn't you?
I would have said Ash Barty. She didn't play last night.
Wait, oh my giddy up, we were only speaking about this.
Ash Barty before. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All right.
Move on.
Great start. Here we go. Oh, question two.
What are the new names for the variants of COVID named after?
Josh. So they're using like the alphabet thing. So it's like alpha, beta, something, delta.
Gonna need more information.
So like, and then they've also got a code with them too. So like, for instance, the variant that two people tested positive to was delta, and it's like B1... Something, something, something.
Well, the B1 is the official title, but Delta is what that strain is named after.
Well, that's what I mean.
Is it a plane? I think Josh gets it because he's explained it
what
more
else
to me.
What else do you want?
It's the Greek alphabet.
Oh, well, that's what I mean. Like alpha, beta, you know.
I'll give it to you.
All right.
I'll give it to you.
Louis is a tough taskmaster, isn't he?
You need this one.
I know I do. I can come back from here. I'm not worried. Am I sweating?
No.
How are cyclones named?
Oh.
Josh.
Herbie. Well, you said first. You said, so you can have a crack.
So they've got a list of names. It's now both male and female. Only used to be female, I believe. But they've got a certain amount, I think 26 in each category. Or 26 in total. And they just go off the next one. Jeez, Louis, if this is a science question and it's like...
No, it's not.
Right. Did the person live in that state? I don't honestly know.
Well, it's alternating between gender alphabetically.
Oh, so it is, really?
Yeah.
So like Anna, then Bob.
Yeah, correct.
We're running out of time.
Well, you won.
Are we taking that answer though?
But you've still got 2 points.
Okay,
well, one more for fun.
Last one.
How loud's Herbie?
Herbie. I'm harmful and I am 96.
Correct.
Well done. Exactly from the newsroom. Driving you home from 3 PM. Herbie and
Josh. On K-Rock 955. Josh, all this week you and I have been speaking about the City of Greater Geelong's 2022 calendar.
Yeah, that's right, because applications are open or spots are open at the moment.
They're open now until the end of August. Mm. And it got you and I excited because, A, we like a competition. So first we thought, boom, we could make a competition out of this.
That's right.
And B, we're rookies when it comes to photos and taking them. So we thought, why not learn about it?
That's right. Well, it was lockdown, something you could do on your exercise, like you're 2 hours out of the home.
Exactly. Yeah. There's four categories that you can enter into: nature, events and people, architecture and urban spaces, and landscapes. Now, we went out earlier in the week and took some snaps.
That's right. We each got one done. I think we ended up going with yours. Well, the guy we got on, Sean Bell Photography, he's actually Mr. July.
Next month.
How do you argue with the guy that's made the calendar? You know, you can't.
I mean, he's made it. Except if he was in a different category. You could go, well, ours is better in our category.
Yeah, I think his photo, at least he knew what he was talking about. He liked the pigeon one, so we decided to go with the pigeon one. We thought, though, because he gave a few tips, so if you're going to do it yourself... 1 hour before sunset.
Yes.
They call it the golden hour.
They do. Or before sunrise. Or just after sunrise.
Or just after, yeah.
I mean, we thought we'd learn.
Yeah, that's right. Use the grids, use the rules of thirds.
Rules of thirds.
Something about leading lines.
Anyway,
things.
We're going to put our photos up. We want to get your support behind it. But not only that, we want you guys to start doing your entries as well. Mm. So over the weekend, maybe you're going to be out and about. Start taking those snaps.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is submit it. And then next year, you could be a Mr. or a Mrs. Month.
So it's a watch this space scenario. Obviously, just tell us which one you reckon. Yep. We'll put that one in, forward.
And then you'll
maybe
probably
I'll
see
do
it.
A little sneaky one on the side. Just
of course
to,
you will. Yeah. Of course you will.
I'm never happy with just one entry.
You just don't
we'll
want to
put that under your name. We'll put that under K-Rock's name and then we'll put that way you can enter multiple times.
Let's cheat the system.
Driving home from 3 p.m. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.